know, Chief. This is Agent 86, Maxwell Smart. I'm on the street where our espionage training school is located. I'm about to make my contacts. Over and out. Contacts made with perfect precision, Chief. I have my identity papers, my password, and my morning newspaper. Password is, when the moon is full, the tide is high. I like that. Incidentally, Chief, I'd like to compliment you and the security boys. This place is a brilliant front.
Good morning.
When the moon is full, the tide is high.
You must want the spy school. That's next door.
My name is Loomis.
Ah, yes, Alexander Loomis. Welcome to the training school, Loomis. I'm one of your special instructors.
Hello, 99.
How are you, 86?
Did you find out anything yet?
No. All we know so far is that someone in the school's a chaos infiltrator. I've been here a whole week, and so far he hasn't made one mistake.
If we don't find him, chaos will know the identity of every agent in the training school.
Oh, right.
I'd know that scratch anywhere. What's he doing here?
He's back for a refresher course.
Oh, now listen, Fang. I'm here as a new trainee, and I'm going under the cover name Loomis. So try and act like you don't know me. Good boy.
We're doing the training yard for classes. Until you're clear, the school's going to be under maximum security.
What does that mean?
You'll see. You stay here, Morris.
Bye, Morris. Morris?
That's his cover.
Of our new trainees?
Yes.
Loomis. Alexander.
I'm Mr. Watson, dean of the school, and this is Hillary Gainsborough from Control's London section.
Delighted to meet you, Loomis. As a matter of fact, I'm new here myself. I'm just in to give you chaps some instructions in the new special weapons.
New, eh? And British. What was Mickey Mantle's batting average in 1961?
I don't know.
Correct. Because if you did know, you'd be American, not British. New trainee can't be too careful.
Smart.
No, Loomis.
Would you introduce the new man to our other trainees?
Yes, I will, sir. All right. He's one of the new trainees.
Not bad.
Are you familiar with karate?
Are you kidding? Why, karate happens to be one of my favorite hobbies. Why, with one perfectly timed chop of my hand, I can break 8 boards this thick. Would you believe it? 8.
Now, I find it very difficult to believe.
Would you believe 7?
I don't think so.
How about a loaf of bread?
Excuse me, I must rejoin my car.
99, I want a complete rundown on the rest of the new trainees.
Okay. Their names are Dmitri, Zukor, and Grilak. They've all been sent here by our European Bureau.
Mm-hmm. I have a theory that it's one of these three. The minute I see them, I'll be able to pick out the enemy agent.
You're going to get your chance right away. They're all right over there together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's test my theory.
That's Grilak. That's Dmitri. That's Zukor.
Prepare to throw. Whoa!
I have another theory.
Gentlemen, if you'll gather around the table here. Loomis, would you join us, please? What I would like to show you first of all is one of Control's latest weapons. This is a multi-part automatic machine pistol, which can be put together in precisely 3 seconds. You'll see that all the parts fit very neatly into this compact little case. Well, you'll all get a chance to work with that later. But first of all, let's have a practical demonstration of an entirely new weapon. That is the wristwatch strangling wire. Now, we've all gone into this in theory. Let's see how you work with it. Grilak and Dmitri. Hmm? And here's one for you, Loomis. Watch them very careful because you're going to be next. Hmm?
Ready.
Fine. Now then, Zukor and Loomis. Well, what happened, Loomis?
I pulled out the watch spring.
All right, let's finish with the hats. Now, remember, gentlemen, that these hats have a razor-sharp edge. That they can be a deadly weapon when they are properly handled. Right, Zukor, you're first.
Zukor, let's see you take the head off the dummy.
Good, Zukor. Now, Loomis. And remember, Loomis, nice, easy action.
Yes, just a quick flick of the wrist and a full follow through.
I've warned you people long enough. This time, you don't get the hat back.
One of those three trainees is the imposter, I'm sure of it.
But how could an imposter have gotten into the school?
But the same way that I did. Remember, I'm not really Alexander Loomis.
Oh, you mean that Chaos could have substituted one of their agents for the real Dmitri Zukor or Grilak.
Exactly. Now, I have here the original control files. Now, if any of those three don't match the school files in that safe, we've got our imposter.
I brought the plastic impact bomb you wanted.
Good. Be careful. Now, this will open the safe without destroying control property. I would have asked the dean for the combination, but I would have had to reveal my own identity. Now, the bomb is perfectly harmless, but the impact will open anything. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It opened everything but the safe.
Let me read those instructions again.
Max, we better hurry.
There's no need to hurry, Miss, whatever your name is,
as you'll both be spending the rest of your lives in prison.
Max, you better tell him the truth.
I'm Maxwell Smart, Agent 86.
That's a likely story.
You can call Control Headquarters and the chief will identify him.
Does he have to?
Why, are you afraid I'll find out that you're lying?
No, I'm afraid you'll tell him I'm flunking weapons class.
at 99.
I just heard running footsteps in the hall. Are you all right?
Well, I'm a little tired, but I'm okay.
Max! Look! Oh!
Oh! 99, I've got a hunch.
What is it?
This was no accident.
Hello, Smart.
It's all right, Smart. Gainsborough told me about your true identity and the attempt on your life. Any idea who tried to kill you?
Well, judging from the angle that the knives hit, they had to be thrown by a left-handed man.
Well, that should narrow it down.
Well, not necessarily. All three suspects are left-handed.
Well, what about the files? Did you find anything there to help you?
Yes, well, according to the control files, any one of the three suspects could have been the imposter. Now, the control file on Dimitri shows that he speaks a rare East Himalayan dialect, yet the school file makes no mention of it.
Yes, and the control file on Zukor shows that he has an unusual and extremely distinctive handwriting, and yet the school file doesn't even have an example of Zukor's handwriting.
And according to the control file on Grillik, he has a heart-shaped birthmark on his right knee. Yet the school file has no record of it.
So we're going to check them all out. Dimitri's dialect, Zukor's handwriting, and Grillak's birthmark.
There's Grillik now. I think I can sneak a look at his right knee while I'm softening him up with a little judo. Yes, I think I'll start with Grillik.
Hiya!
Oh!
Hiya!
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 Oh!
Hiya!
Hey, so much for Grillik. Now for Dimitri. There's Dimitri.
Oh, good. Now you can check on his rare East Himalayan dialect.
Yes, and I know exactly how to do it. As a matter of fact, I heard a very funny East Himalayan joke the other day.
Oh.
I'll tell it to Dimitri.
Okay.
Hi, Dimitri. Dimitri, you look like a fellow with a sense of humor. Want to hear a good joke?
If you wish.
Yes. Well, there was this East Himalayan traveling salesman, see? And his ox cart broke down in front of a farmhouse. Well, he went up and he knocked on the door, and the farmer opened the door. And the traveling salesman said, O-O-O-he, mahu, savali nane. And the farmer replied, Akamaka susu. Isn't that a scream?
He didn't laugh.
Yes.
He must be the imposter.
Well, maybe he heard the joke before.
Oh.
On the other hand, I may have told it wrong.
All right, gentlemen. In this class, we're going to practice sending secret messages to our contacts. Zukor, why don't you work with Loomis here? Now, I'd like you to write a secret message here. Execute blue plan and sign it, Zukor.
Zukor, why don't you write on my back? It'll be a lot easier. If his handwriting doesn't match the handwriting in the control room file, he's our man.
And one for you. Now, let's take our starting positions. Ready, and go. Very good, Zukor. We'll practice that again tomorrow.
Is it not proper procedure for an agent who has received a message to memorize and destroy it?
Well, yes.
We've got him.
An example of his handwriting and signature.
Thanks to my special jacket with the carbon paper lining.
Good work, 86.
Thank you, 99. Thank you.
We still have no proof whether Dimitri or Zukor is the real imposter.
Yes, but we haven't quite finished checking out that baby yet.
Grillak?
Yes, I feel I should take another crack at him.
Just remember, Max, the real Grillak has a heart-shaped birthmark on his right knee.
Hmm. And if he doesn't have it, then he's the imposter.
Right.
Hi-ya! All right, Grillak, get up. Well, Grillak, you had me fooled for a while. But the minute I saw my own leg, I knew you were all right.
Where's Gainsborough, who is supposed to meet me here?
Max, I don't like your plan. You could be killed.
Yes, I know, but we've got to flush that chaos infiltrator out into the open.
But you're deliberately setting yourself up as a target. You'll be in extreme danger every minute.
And loving it. There's Gainsborough now.
Oh.
99, you do your stuff. I'll go over there and speak distinctly so each of the suspects won't miss a word I'm saying.
Okay.
Right.
Now, gentlemen, as you know, upon occasion, an agent may be called upon to read lips from a distance. For this, of course, you use your high-powered binoculars. Shall we give that a try? Oh, look, there's Loomis talking to Mr. Gainsborough. See if you can see what they're saying.
I'd like you and the dean and the rest of the trainees to meet me in my room in 1 hour. That's 5:30.
Well, the dean and I have a meeting at 5:15, but I'm sure we can make it. Now, what's this all about?
Yes, well, I'm going to reveal the fact that I am Control Agent 86. And that I know the identity of the Chaos Infiltrator. And that I am going to name the imposter.
No, but he must be around here somewhere. I'll try to flush him out.
Right. I'll open this case and I'll have this gun put together in 3 seconds and I'll be ready for him.
Oh, Max, if anything should happen.
He must be out of ammunition. Now, if I can just open this case, he's had it. It's no use. Did you see who it was, 99?
No, he knocked me out, too. Help!
There's no use yelling, 99. We've been screaming our heads off for 15 minutes. It's obvious no one can hear us. Help!
Max, how are we going to get help? This dynamite's going to go off any minute.
I know. When that flame hits the fuse, we've had it.
Oh.
I know.
What?
Bang.
Agent K-13.
Of course. Why, he'll hear my signal no matter where he is.
Oh. I didn't hear anything.
Of course not, 99. Only dogs can hear that. Good boy, Bang.
Bang.
Good boy, Bang. 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 Blow out blow out the candle. No, don't yell, Fang. Blow out the candle. Go on. Blow out the candle.
Blow out the candle, Fang.
Come on, Fang. Come on, boy. Blow it out. Fang. Blow out the candle, Fang.
Quick, Fang. Please blow out the candle. Oh, it looks hopeless.
Wait a minute. I've got an idea. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Fang. Happy birthday to you.
I don't think he's going to show up.
Maybe he's tied up someplace.
Well, let's give him a few more minutes. It's vital to discover the name of the Chaos Infiltrator.
I certainly hope it is not me.
Well, gentlemen, I'm sure that one of you was surprised to see us here. The man who tried to blow us up just 15 minutes ago. Luckily, I've had my eye on one suspect from the very beginning. Zucker. Write your name on that pad. 99, check his signature with the handwriting of the real Zucker in the control files. If it doesn't match, he's our man.
They match.
It matches. Okay, that brings us to Dimitri. Now, according to the control files, Dimitri, you speak a rare East Himalayan dialect. Yet when I told you an East Himalayan joke, you didn't laugh. Well, this is a joke book with every East Himalayan joke. All six of them. Now, let's see if you really know the language. If you don't, you're the imposter. An East Himalayan bum walked up to me on the street one day and said, Anahoho uni aha awahitihi. And I said, what's the punchline?
I said, Yehi tayo hurikahama.
That's very funny, Dimitri. Here's a good one. Two Scotchmen were walking down the street one day.
Relax.
Oh, that leaves us with just one suspect. Grillick. Grillick, I want to see your right knee. The only thing that can save you is if you have a heart-shaped birthmark on your right knee. Uh-huh. Just as I thought. A heart-shaped birthmark on your right knee. Well, there you have it, gentlemen. Another wonderful theory down the drain. However, I think I'm entitled to one free guess. And my guess is that it's Hillary Gainsborough.
Don't be ridiculous, Smart. I know what Hillary Gainsborough looks like.
Haven't you ever heard of plastic surgery?
You can't prove that. And in any case, for the past 15 minutes, I was with Dean Watson at 5:15, just the time you say somebody tried to blow you up.
Yes, well, I checked that candle that was supposed to burn down and set off the dynamite, and that candle was set for 5:20, which would have given you a perfect alibi.
And you accuse me on this flimsy evidence?
No, I have some more flimsy evidence. Aha! Notice, Gainsborough, that you caught it with your left hand. And the first attempt on my life was made by a left-handed knife thrower.
Well, Grillak, Zucco, and Dimitri are all left-handed.
Yes, but they had no reason to suspect me then. You were the only one who knew that I was Maxwell Smart.
All right, Smart. You've outsmarted me. I confess.
On the other hand, the Dean.
What? I confess.
Oh. To what?
Max, he's the imposter.
Oh, yes, of course. All right, Ben, get him out of here.
Marvelous piece of deduction, Smart. Amazing how you got Hillary to confess.
Yes, and it's a good thing for you, Dean, that I did.
Oh, why is that?
Because you and I were the only suspects left. And I was fairly certain about I.
Me?
You? Why, I never suspected you for a moment, 99.
Oh, I didn't mean that sense,
oh, she
Max.
Meant I and me.
You too?
Really did a marvelous job, Max.
Well, thank you, 99. Go on, Ben, get in there. I think the chief will be particularly pleased because we captured the Chaos Infiltrator. I'll drive, Fang. Thank you.
And best of all, Max, the security of our espionage school hasn't been violated.
That's right, 99. And there's nothing more important than security. Nothing. Why, without security, none of us would be safe.
Excuse me, is this Mrs. Green's house?
No, that's the spy school. Mrs. Green's house is over there.